Blog Talk Radio.
Praise Yahweh. This is the day that Yahweh had made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. I'm telling y'all from Revelation, wake up. The second coming of Yahshua Messiah. He is soon to return. We ought to always be ready for that great event. We got to remember that this is the message from Yahweh to all believers and unbelievers. In the book of Revelation, we are to be ready for Yahshua Messiah. As his followers, we are to live in a sensible, righteous, and a godly way while we wait for the blessed hope and appearance of the glory of a great Yahweh and a Savior, Yahshua. We have to get ourselves in order so that we would be able to withstand. And we got to remember that this is not about us. This is really about our soul and about our soul being in Yahshua. And if our soul is not in him, then what are we supposed to do? We got to know how to follow his instruction. We got to know the sound teaching of Christianity, which is spirituality, I believe. We got to know how to live, and we must not assume that teaching believers biblical truth about Yahweh or Yahshua and the Holy Spirit and salvation or a second coming that Yahshua will cause them to live in Yahweh's will. Because everybody is doing their thing. And we all have been deceived, but we have to wake up. Paul wrote a letter to the Romans and Ephesians demonstrating that Christians must be taught only what to believe, but not always what how they live or what someone told them. We're supposed to have a Yahshua center to worship. We are supposed to live according to Yahshua. And he's here because of the Father, so that we would know the truth. And in order to know the truth, we got to live a different style, a different lifestyle. And it say, Paul wrote, say, dear friends, don't let the one thing escape you. With the Lord, one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years is like one day. Yahweh is telling us to apply his word, his promise, and to get an understanding, and not to delay it, but we have to get on board now. We can't wait till the last time, last day, and decide that we're going to get on board. The book of Revelation tells you that you have to accumulate what Yahweh has given to you, because he gave you things to make you live according to his will. He's given you a roadmap, and we have an example, which is Yahshua Messiah, that we can be able to live a holy life. We got to remember that leadership responsibility, all spiritual leaders and local churches are preparing the people for Yahshua Messiah return. If you don't teach them, how will they know? And you don't get into church, into the building and play church. You have to live that way because you are the church. You got to remember that if you are going to meet your Father, if you want to be a deep evangelist or missionary or pastor, apostle, or whatever you want Yahweh call you, not what you want, what Yahweh call you to be, you got to remember that the church has an identity, and you can identify the seven stars or angels, which can be translated messenger, which comes to us. Like Gabriel, he was a messenger, and Michael was a warrior. So we got to remember that we're living in the last days, and if we don't get on board now, what's going to happen? We can't go around looking for the Roman emperors and all these people. We have to rely on Yeshua, Messiah, the son of Yahweh that he sent, that he died on a tree for us so that we would have a chance to the tree of life. How are we going to have a chance to the tree of life if we're not listening? And the greatest commandment, he said, the spiritual leaders are to teach all believers is to love Yahweh and to love one another. He said, how could you say you love me who you haven't seen? Although you can feel him, you know he's there. And the people that you see, you don't love them. So you cannot love him and not love your sisters and brothers. He wants you to wake up because time is running out. And if you don't wake up, you will feel the consequence. You cannot wait till the last day and then say, oh, I was trying to, but I didn't get there. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. That is not the way that it goes. And they say, and persecuting and suffering. As followers of Yahshua Messiah, we are to consider persecution as an opportunity to grow spiritually. If we're going to grow spiritually, we're going to go through something. If you're not going through it, then you got to shake yourself and find out what's going on. Because even your loved ones will persecute you and talk about you. But all you got to do is put yourself in the hands of Yahweh and seal yourself in the blood of Yahshua, and you know that you will be all right. You got to have hope. You got to have encouragement. You can't go around imprisoning yourself fearless and even thinking about death and all these things that is going to take you out the will of Yahshua because you're thinking too much. You can't think a lot. You got to give it to him so he will be able to work this out. He know what we need, but he want us to ask. He said, ask, knock, seek, and you should get. But how are you going to look for something that you can't even pray for? And don't forget, we have so many false teaching. We must always be on guard against teaching the contradiction which is taught in the scripture. Because also the Bible has been written so many times. And this is in English because in the Hebrew, there was no J. So the Hebrew, King James and the Roman Catholic rewrit the book and they put J in it. They call him Jesus, Jehovah, but there is Yah, Yah. And the sooner we learn about the Yah, the freer we're going to be. We can't go around trying to make other people feel guilty for eating meat and sacrificing to idols, the pagan temples, and all these engaging things and sexual immorality. We are here to let them know and make sure that they do not depart from Yahweh's standards of righteousness. We probably have to keep telling them over and over because a lot of them is not going to talk to you because they say that you're crazy. But you got to remember, they say that Yahshua Messiah was crazy, but he was mercurial because he was not like the world. He was like and doing what his father had him to do. So if you're going to be God's disciple, you had to come out from amongst all that craziness and all the things that they have been taught wrong. We've been taught this since slavery. But the church disciples, spiritual leaders, and responsible for confronting false prophet who leads people astray. Yes, in the letter, Yahshua used this similar pronouns. He was holding primarily leaders in the church accountable when he say, but I have this against you. If he have that against you, you know that you have done something that is not according to Yahweh. If you're not doing it Yahweh way, we must be told specific who this false prophet was and how to expect. She was also wicked. Wicked. That means that she was like a Jezebel. She did everything to human to keep them down and keep them deeper in sin instead of leaving them alone. If you want to go in sin, don't corrupt the rest of the people. But God Yahweh, he's got justice, and he is going to justify the wicked and those who intended to do this false prophecy in the church. They are giving up the church to Satan. It is an entertainment center. He's not looking for entertainment. He's looking for spiritual people that can do the will of the Father and will be able to help bring the people out of trials and tribulation, to help them to know that where they're going is not where Yahweh have for them. The true gospel, you got to remember that. To inherit salvation, we must receive the gift of eternal through the faith and not rely on our works. Because any time that you are boastful or think that you have did so much greatness, you just messed up. You have to remember that we are not the great Yahweh or Yeshua. We must remember that if we are going to do anything that's right, we got to remember that we got to do it the way the Yahweh asks us to do. And then Yeshua came and gave his life so that we have a chance. But people don't want to hear the truth. I've lost so many people. They turned against me because they say I'm crazy. That's because Yahweh woke me up. He took the blinders off of me, and I was able to see. So if I'm able to see, he said, you have to help other people to see. But you can't do nothing, he said, but give them the word and let them know. And after that, you did your job. So I've been trying to wake them up the way the Yahweh asked, not a way that the preachers are doing it today. They're doing it for a big congregation. They're also doing it so they can have a lot of people look up to them. And when you're looking up to them, you can't look up to Yahweh. You got to look at Yahweh, or either you got to leave it alone. You see, our eternal salvation, because of our faith in Yeshua Messiah, verified by our good works, we should be confident that we have eternal life now and forever. We cannot think because we are big-time preacher and minister and apostle and all those things. You got your glory on earth. There's no way he can give you the glory because you already gave yourself all these prompts and all these things so that you could be the big girl or the big man. And also the preachers and the pastors don't have a name. They got to be called apostle, pastor, in the synagogue and out the synagogue. He said your work will show for you, and you don't have to have people walking around talking about pastor this one and pastor that, apostle this, apostle that. That's telling you that you are puffed up and you are in your own pride. And if you're puffed up and in your own pride, it is impossible to please Yahweh. You got to stop leading the people astray. You got to help them to receive Yeshua Messiah, to become a communication and a community of faith. We must receive Yeshua Messiah and allow him to take control of our heart and lives. You can't have your life and you taking control and expecting him to reward you. You can't be puffed up and proud. That means that you are of Satan. If you just got to be seen, you got to be heard, you got to let people know who you are instead of letting them say, boy, you could see the spirit of Yahweh is on them. No, they say, call me pastor, call me apostle. If you say, hi, Henry, excuse me, you mean Apostle Henry? Hi, Pastor, you mean Pastor Ann? Why? Because you are like lukewarm. You're neither hot nor cold. He said he's going to vomit you out of his mouth. So despite all this water problem, they have their own banking center and were so proud to be financially resourced that they were refused to receive anything from the devil. Because, you know, the Roman Catholic, they always go and going to rebuild a city after devastating it and have to destroy it, earthquaking and all this. But again, Yahshua used his culture situation to make a spiritual point and say, I am rich. I have become wealthy and need nothing. You don't know that you are a wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked person, naked in the spirit. You have to wake up. Take the blinders off your eyes. Research and know about the Hebrew, which was Yahshua Messiah. And look at the alphabet. You don't have to believe what people taught you in slavery. It's time for you to do some research on your own. Because they say Jesus was a Roman Catholic. Christy, they took the Y off, was a Roman Catholic. They put it together and say Jesus Christ, which is a lie. Satan say he came here to deceive us. And he have deceived people from back in slavery all the way up to now. And there's a lot of pastors know that his name is Yahshua Messiah, but they don't want to lose their congregation. They don't want to lose the big tithing. But you've just lost your soul. And if you lose your soul trying to deceive the people, how could you come to the throne of Yahweh? How could you think that there is a way for you when you have denied the Father? Supernatural revelation. You must be very cautious and guarded and listen to people today who claim to have encountered God directly and received specific revelation. It is definitely true that Christians are to be led by the Holy Spirit. Paul wrote that to the Galatians. Since we live by the Spirit, we must also follow the Spirit. And you see, like today, I couldn't get my phone working. I couldn't get on Uber or anything. And Yahweh told me where to go to get my phone so they could fix it and put me right back on track. See, he whispered. He don't, all that loud people talking, that's not of him. That's somebody to deceive you so they can say, oh, boy, they prophesied. Oh, boy, they did this, did that. But Yahweh will whisper to you. My internet was messed up, and I couldn't get nobody to fix it. And I'm not a computer smart, but I follow Yahweh instruction and got it back. Somebody hacked into my Facebook and was using it like it was them. And I say, wow, Yahweh give everybody a Facebook that's on the internet to spread the news. Why would you want to take over somebody else's? Why won't you just try your best to find a way to do the will of your Father without even trying to destroy another person? So you got to remember, interpret Revelation. To interpret the book of Revelation, we must consider how Yahweh redeemed plan related to incident and make sure in the first century, even though the church history are further prophecy and happening. The Bible tells us to study to believe the scripture and to inspire the word. He didn't say that we have to read in and every Bible. Every Bible is not right. They have tampered with the Bible so bad till you don't know what is going on. You don't know what you are reading. But you got to remember that Yahweh didn't confuse us. We got confused because we were listening to that snake. The snake we're talking about is Satan. So beware of sheep in wool clothing. Beware of false prophecy. Beware of false teaching. Beware of everybody that wants to be seen. Because when you're serving Yahweh, you don't want to be seen. That's why you ask him to crucify your flesh daily, because you want to kill you and bring him out so that people would be able to hear the truth and see the truth and to know that Yahshua is for them, and who he is for, no man, no man, woman, rock, feces, nobody can do you all. Because he said through him you are strong. And as long as you keep doing the will of your Father, there is no one that can hinder you or take you out. You got to remember, and you got to remember for sure, that the church have to return back to Yahshua. We got to remember that if the church do not return, when he come, you cannot come up and say, I did this and I did that. He would tell you, get away from him. He do not know you, because you was following the wrong people. And see, you could raise children up in a spiritual family, and when they get out there with the people, they want to be popular, and they go against everything that they was taught and trained and become evil. And if you are not with it, they turn on you. That is nothing but Satan. But I don't care what he do to my grandchildren after I raise them. I am not going to let them bring me out of Yahweh. And I'm not going to let them stop me from following Yahshua Messiah. Because he said that you have to come through Yahshua Messiah to get to the Father. And he also tell you to stop calling man father on earth, like they call the Catholic Empress father. Father is the only one that created everything. Yahshua, Yahweh, is the only one. And he loved us so much, he gave us his son to prove how much he loved us. He said he made us in his own, if he made us in his own image, why do they want to stop doing his will and turn around and follow the world? The world has nothing for you but destruction. And if you're looking for destruction, you ran into the right people, which is Satan people. You got to remember that you're going to deal with the blood of Yahshua. See, whenever things come up against you, you call out the blood of Yahshua Messiah upon you, within you, and all around you, upon your household, upon your children, upon everything. And you will soon see that he is nothing but a scheming liar that came here to destroy us. And we, not me, and the people of Yahweh, are just giving up and letting Satan do whatever he want to do to them. That is not what Yahshua put us here for. He put us here to be a light, to be salt. He put us here to be his inheritance. He put us here to do his will. He put us here to lead people to him, not away from him. He put us here so that we will be a light into the world. He put us here so we would tell the truth. Although when you tell the truth, you stand alone. If you tell a lie, a crowd come with you. They do not want the truth. If you tell them the truth, they look at you like, oh, you know, she's not too bright. I had a guy that I've known for some years. He sold his shoe repair shop. He had it for years. And I was talking to him about 5 years ago. That's the last time I saw him. And I was telling him all the things about what was going on and how things were and what the word said. And he laughed. He said, you tell the truth. He said, but you started telling them that, they're going to think you crazy. They'll lock you up in the nut house. Why? That's why they put Yahshua on the tree. People saying the cross is a sun god. A cross is a Roman Catholic. The cross is not about our Savior. So anybody that's telling you about the cross, then he say, why keep putting him up on the cross and taking him down? Why do you believe that he died on a cross? And you believe it so much that you're teaching the people about that old rugged cross. That old rugged cross. There is nothing about an old rugged cross that is about Yahweh or Yahshua. Yes, he suffered for us. And we should be able to suffer for him. Although we are not going to be nailed to the tree, we'll be persecuted, we'll be scandalized, people do anything and everything to you to hurt you, to try to make you come out the will, but you got to keep on keeping on. You can never let Satan move you from where you're supposed to be, because you can't get there by yourself. You have to let Yahweh lead you and guide you and take you there. If you try to go on your own, you're definitely going to mess up, because you don't have that kind of power, that kind of understanding. Like he said, his thought is not yours and not like yours. His ways is not yours or not like yours. So we need to follow the one that knows how to get us out of everything that we'll be going through. We got to follow the one that when we get into a deep pit, he would not let them destroy us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He will take care of us like he promised. He cannot lie. So all we got to do is depend on him and lift up our hand and our head to the hills with which we come. And the worst thing that people tells you is bow your head and let's pray. You're looking at hell. You're looking at Satan. Why don't you pray and look to the hills from which cometh your help? That would be the best place to look. If you're going to look any place, don't let Satan and these Roman Catholics that has messed up the Bible keep taking you astray. Wake up. Time is running out. Wake up. You can see by the weather. You can see how the people are dressing. You see a man with the same hairstyle, same clothes as the woman. The woman got on the same clothes that man wear. You can see women sleeping with women, men sleeping with men's child, man that's messing with children because they figure that they can take control of the children and they can't do anything to grown people. So when you see all these things happening and you see how they're fighting Yahweh people, say if you are not in a fight or war, then you have to check yourself. Because they say you got to go through persecution, you got to go through trials and tribulation if you plan on being with the Father. Because that is the way that it is set up. Those who endure will be able to make it. You have to make sure that you endure this, because if you cannot endure the trials and tribulation, how do you think that you're going to have eternal life? You got to ask Yahweh to give you the strength. You got to ask him to move you out the way. You got to ask him to kill you and destroy you and increase him, because he can use all of us if we only. And we have to say, we just thank you, hallelujah. We magnify you, we glorify you, and we give you all the praise and all the honor, because you are what I need. You are all that I need, because whenever I need to come out of something, you bring me out. He said he give his hardest tests and trials to his strongest soldier, because he knows that you can endure. So if you're going through heavy trials and tribulations, you better believe that Yahweh has gotten you in a position to take you to a different level. If you don't go through nothing, that means that you're not on Yahweh's side. And my soul going to say, I thank you and I glorify my magnify. Okay. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you in the name of your son, Yahshua Messiah, for all that you've done for me. And I glorify and I magnify you. In Yahshua's name, my soul say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.